welcome to our broadcast. This is the fourth in a series in Matthew 24. Stay tuned. In our first broadcast in Matthew 24, we see that Jesus preached his final message in the temple. Then after that, we find him alone on the mountain teaching the teachable. Not too many people are really teachable these days. And then we find him explaining the age of apostasy to those that were teachable. And then down in verse 14, we read these words, "Then shall the end come." The word "then" is in Matthew chapter 24 9 times. God has not left us in the dark concerning when things are going to happen. "Then" means at that time. "Then shall the end come." Now we're reading in chapter 24 and verse number 3. It says, "And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Now, as we get to the end of the age, and that's really what it says here in the Greek, the consummation of the age, the end of this local church age that we're in today, the Bible is very plain that we're going to be facing some serious deception in the area of spiritual leadership. In verse number 4, verse 5, verse 11, and verse 24, Jesus said, "Look out, watch out." The number one thing is deception. We're seeing a lot of that today. Then he goes on to talk about disasters in the world in verse number 6 and verse number 7. And a disaster is something that causes great damage or loss. And there's a lot of that going on in the news today. The next thing he talks about is a disorder in the churches. In verse number 10, he says, "And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." It says in verse 11, false prophets are going to come in. And then in verse 12, he says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." It's happening today. There's a major disorder in our local churches concerning how things ought to be done. Disorder is a disruption of law-abiding behavior. And the Bible is very plain in 1 Timothy 3, chapter 15. Paul said, "I wrote these things so you should know how you should behave in the local church." Well, there's not too much going on in our local churches that we read about in 1 and 2 Timothy, where all those instructions for behavior are there. All we have to do is look at it and see how we should be doing it. Well, we're not. We're doing that which is right in our own eyes. Well, we have deception and disaster in the world, disorder in the church. But then he gives direction for the remnant. He's saying now to this small group of people who really want to do what needs to be done, he's giving them direction. What is direction? Direction is the course that must be taken in order to reach a particular destination. Now, if you want to know the course that needs to be taken in this age of apostasy, what we need to do is study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed. You don't want to get the directions. You don't want to look into the manual and see how to handle things in this age. Then you're not going to know it. It's just that simple. But God says to the remnant, you want this? You can't just sit around and expect to understand. You got to study the Word of God. It says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that he will direct our paths, but he gives us some things we need to do in order to have that promise. He said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and then he shall direct thy path." Trust in the Lord, number one. Trust him. We don't need to understand everything that God is doing today. We need to trust him. And then lean not unto your own understanding. We're living in an age when everyone is doing that which is right in their own eyes. Well, that won't cut it. What we need to do is look into the Word of God, lean not unto our own understanding, and then take time that in all our ways to acknowledge Him, all our ways. And then He promised, if you'll check with me, I will direct your path. I will give you direction. Well, the Lord has given us some information here concerning what to look for at the end of the age and when He's going to return. He says in verse number 14, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. First of all, He says the gospel is going to be preached for a witness. Now, the gospel is simply good news. He says it'll be preached. That word has been translated published 5 times. We're living in an age where we have the World Wide Web. And this message, what we're listening to right now, we're getting responses back from all over the world. All over the world. From this little broadcast, people are getting the message. Well, that's one of the signs that the Bible says is good news of the Word of God will be preached all over the world for a witness. That means that this world is without excuse. Nobody's going to be able to stand in front of God and say, well, I didn't hear about this. No, it's being preached all over the world. Well, in verse 14, He says, then shall the end come. Then shall the end come. Now, when you get to verse 15, it says, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now, we've said in previous broadcasts that every verse in the Bible has a singular interpretation, and it may have manifold applications, but it has a singular interpretation. And the interpretation of Matthew chapter 24 is very Jewish. It's talking about those people who are there in Judea, and when the Antichrist sets up in the temple, then he says to those people in Israel, when therefore ye see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then, he says in verse 16, let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back and take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and with them that give suck in those days. And pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. This is very Jewish. This is talking about what's going to happen during the tribulation period. That is the interpretation of this portion of Scripture. We need to understand that. Well, you're not going to understand what it's all about unless you look at verse 15, what is in brackets there. It says, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, he's talking about what is written back in the prophecies of the book of Daniel. And if you're too lazy to read that, you're not going to understand it. If you're more interested in watching the junk on television than you are in figuring out what's going to happen as told in the book of Daniel, then watch the junk on that television and be ignorant. Jesus said concerning what is in the written by the prophet Daniel, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now, concerning that tribulation period, it says in verse number 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Now, you have this word elect in verse number 22, you have it again in verse number 24, and you have it again down in verse number 31, and we have some nonsense being circulated today called Calvinism that says God has elected some people to be saved and some people to go to hell. You know what that is? That's blasphemy. That's what that is. That God has not elected anyone to go to hell. That's blasphemy. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the elect. It says in those days, except they should be shortened. What days? Those days when these Jews are going through this tribulation period, there shall be no flesh saved, nothing to do with going to heaven. It's talking about physical things here. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened, for Israel's sake. And he goes on to say in verse number 23, then if any man say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. They should deceive Israel, those who are looking to do what God says to do in Israel. He said, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say, go unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the light cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now we're talking about the return of Christ when every eye shall see him. This is not the rapture. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is not the rapture. This is the return. The Bible says that when Jesus comes for his own, he'll come as a thief in the night. Well, every eye doesn't see a thief in the night. But when he comes back again here, it says, he, as the light cometh out of the east and shineth even out of the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be when every eye shall see him. Well, that little word then is in verse number 30 twice. It says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Well, we have no manger scene here. He came in the little baby the last time that he came, and there he was, Jesus, gentle, meek, and mild, we call him. He is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He came as a lamb to the slaughter, but not this time. He's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And it says here that every eye shall see him, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Well, we read in verse 33, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. I don't know if you're watching the news lately. If you compare today's headline news with what the Bible says about the return of Christ, he's coming very soon. We read in verse 42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come.